You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Treatise on Grace by Jonathan Edwards. This book is read by Gabriel Trevesser. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. Showing that common and saving grace differ not only in degree, but in nature and kind. Such phrases as common grace and special or saving grace may be understood as signifying either diverse kinds of influence of God's Spirit on the hearts of men, or diverse fruits and effects of that influence. The Spirit of God is supposed sometimes to have some influence upon the minds of men that are not true Christians, and it is supposed that those dispositions, frames, and exercises of their minds that are of a good tendency but are common to them with the saints are in some respect owing to some influence or assistance of God's Spirit. But as there are some things in the hearts of true Christians that are peculiar to them, and that are more excellent than anything that is to be found in others, so it is supposed that there is an operation of the Spirit of God different, and that the value which distinguishes them is owing to a higher influence and assistance than the virtues of others. So that sometimes the phrase common grace is used to signify that kind of action or influence of the Spirit of God to which are owing those religious or moral attainments that are common to